Have you washed your hair today?
Yes, I have.
Have you shined your shoes?
Yes, I
have. Have you pressed your pants?
I guess.
Did you wash your ears? Did you take a shower?
I washed my ears.
Did you? No, I said, did you take a shower?
I washed my hair.
Did you take a shower?
I cleaned my shoes.
You're evading the question. Either that or you didn't hear me, and I think you heard me. Did you? You didn't take a shower today, did you? I got wind of that when you walked in.
All right, it's Dave Plyron for Bob Surratt this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Bozo Garden Ray airs this morning at 8 on WGN-TV. Dean Richards, of course, is hosting and joins us a little earlier than usual on this Thanksgiving morning. How you doing, Uncle Dean?
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I have to tell you, Schwani has dropped your name all morning long. If he got paid $20 a pop, he made about $300 this morning so far.
Wow. I know that normally when Schwani says my name, an angel gets its wings, but I did not know that there was money involved in that. I need to be getting a piece of that.
Is that true, Dave?
Now, who is on again with you now, Dave?
Oh, it's Dean Richards from WGN-TV News.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
It's the person that you used to work with on Sunday morning.
Nice. Oh, nice, nice, nice. What are you doing, Uncle Dean, this morning? You said you were going to run some errands. Are you on your way to Binny's, or what are you?
Oh, I know where he's going.
Go ahead, Schwani. I just want to see if you're right. I think you probably are, but go ahead.
You are headed to your friendly neighborhood Jewel.
The Jewels.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And
that's
ready,
exactly
to,
right.
Ready to move down the aisles with your cart covered up with your coat.
Right.
Because it's
right.
No one's business as to what you're buying.
Is that right?
This is an exciting update to that. I have actually purchased a canvas tarp to put over the cart so I don't have to use my coat.
Nice.
Because, as Schwani says, it's no one's business what I'm buying.
Well, you know, I just
I don't want to be judged. That's
I just wanted
I don't want
to...
people going, oh, there's Dean Richards from Channel 9. Look, he's buying Fritos.
It was one morning I just innocently asked, so what did you get at the store? And he shot back at me. I don't think that's any of your business.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I think what I said was none of your damn business.
You said that, but I wasn't going to say that word.
To be precise.
I feel more ashamed when I'm buying, like, chicken and a biscuit crackers. I kind of, like, got to put it upside down underneath some stuff because I don't want anyone to know that I'm buying, like...
Yeah, I know. I mean, right? There are some guilty pleasure things that you don't want people to see. And, I'm sort of not kidding. People are kind of nosy about what I'm buying.
That's wild. I might actually take those chicken biscuits and use them in my stuffing. I never even thought about that.
Hmm.
Could be delicious.
That would be a salty stuffing. I wouldn't advise against that.
It would be salty, exactly.
That would be super salty. But, and really, should you destroy the beauty of enjoying a chicken and the biscuit cracker?
Yeah.
When you can make some Lipton onion soup mix, the onion dip from dry and not stir it up too much because... I like those little bombs.
The granules.
Of the powder. If you're a good cook, you thoroughly mix it up and it incorporates with the sour cream. But I purposely leave mine a little unstirred because every once in a while you get one of those little bombs of powder that just blow the top of your head off. Also, really good for your blood pressure, by the way.
I do the onion and mushroom soup from Lipton's. The mushroom adds a nice little, and again, that has to sit a while because the mushrooms could be a little crunchy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those are dehydrated. I've never tried that.
It's really good. It is really, are you cooking today? Like, I've been watching over the last few days doing like Brussels sprouts and pumpkin cannoli and all this other stuff. I know it's a little bit more low key this year for everybody, but are you cooking some sides, the main dish? What are you doing?
I'm not. My sister-in-law has insisted that I not do any cooking today. Maybe she's seen my segments also, and she doesn't want me to participate.
Yeah.
No, she's said that everything's taken care of, so I don't have to do anything. But I think what I'm going to do is I am going to the store and pick up the ingredients to make a Greek spanakopita.
Oh, nice.
The spinach and feta. Mm-hmm. Normally, you see them most now, like made like little triangles. But I want to make it like old school, like my mom used to make it in a pan, and because that's the old-fashioned way to do it. And I think I probably might bring that with me today because, you know, I can't go empty-handed. And,
might be a nice surprise for everyone.
Right. And, you know, me showing up with a bag of Fritos probably is not a good idea.
The chicken and biscuit crackers, maybe.
Chicken and biscuit. Oh, I'm going to look for some of those today. And Bugles. The Bugles are always a favorite.
No question on the Bugles.
I found a bag of those for you a little while ago and immediately thought of you,
bottom of his cabinet,
the Bugles, and gave them to you.
Yeah, I remember those. Those are the best, really, for the onion dip because you can scoop up a big thing of onion dip mix on them.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty low key. We went from 35 to 10 to 6 to pretty much 5. And I have a neighbor who said, well, why don't you come over? They're kind of in our bubble. They're like, why don't you come over for dessert? We'll do it outside in the backyard. And I said, well, it's going to be about 32 degrees. How hot is that apple pie going to be, really?
Everyone's going to be hovered around the apple pie for a month.
No, seriously. No.
That'll be odd. I think we're somewhere right in that neighborhood also at my brother's. But the, I wear a beekeeper suit when I go outside now. So I try to keep myself fully masked up, fully protected. I hope people really take this seriously. It sounds like people are not, from what I see on the news, that people are just doing whatever they want to do. But you really, really have to be careful this year.
I would say, I mean, honestly, I only know one friend who's like, yeah, my brother's coming over, everybody's coming over. And I'm like, oh, gosh. But I'd say for the most part, and I'm being serious, like 90% of the people that I've talked to are really doing, you know, keeping it pretty low key. We're doing a Zoom cocktail thing tonight with all the cousins that I would have been with, so we can argue online instead of in person.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, you know, just change it up a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Dean Richards, of course. Dave, what's going on? Probably not much on the roads and a nice day ahead. All right, it's Dave in for Bob this morning. Dean Richards is joining us as well. Bozo Garden Race starts at 8 o'clock this morning. It's been a tradition on WGN-TV for 15 years. How remarkable is that, Dean?
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's unbelievable. Yeah. And really amazing is that when you watch the show this morning, you'll see how I have not changed one bit in 15 years.
Not at all. Not, and I mean to laugh at it. No, not at all. Absolutely, absolutely not. It's too late. Are we live? You know, it features highlights from all three classic shows. Of course, Bozo Circus and Ray Rayner and his friends and Garfield Goose. And, you know, folks have to remember when they're watching some of this stuff that there wasn't rehearsal, so to speak. They lived off an outline and some vaudeville and improv. And that's what really made, especially Bozo, just such a special show.
Yeah, no, they had a rough outline of what they were going to do on the show, and then they winged it. And as Bob Bell said, you know, we went out there and see how it went, and, you know, if it went good, great, and if not, we'll try to do it better tomorrow. And that's, I think that's part of the joy of watching these old shows is that I just didn't know what was going to happen. So, you know, kind of like watching the Carol Burnett show, too, that when you knew inevitably something was going to go wrong, and watching the performers try to get out of things that were going wrong or try to make each other laugh. I mean, those were the things that were kind of special. But overwhelmingly, what we've heard over the past 15 years is the memories that this brings back for people, the, you know, happy memories, happier times, especially this year, of, you know, when life was happier, when you were little, memories of your parents, memories of, you know, friends, of growing up. It just brings back a million memories if you grew up in Chicago to see the highlights of these shows. You know, people, you know, have been asking, why haven't you done more of these specials? And, you know, the answer is simply they didn't keep the old shows. They did not archive any of this.
Yeah.
So pretty much what you see in these shows is what's out there. We're always looking for broadcast quality, new broadcast quality footage for future shows. And that's really, you know, kind of where the second special that will be on this morning, Bozo Circus, the 1960s, came from, where some, you know, new discovered 1960s footage came about. And we focused it strictly on, you know, the decade of the 1960s, the Bob Bell, Ned Locke, Oliver O'Oliver, Don Sandberg, Bob Trendler years. So that'll be on from 10 until noon. But amazing memories. It's fun to just to see how television was. It was slower. The pace was slower. These guys on the show were such brilliant performers and such brilliant improvisational artists to go out there and do this live for the most part, day after day after day. It was just amazing, and I'm very, very happy and very grateful that people like the show and they watch it every year, and you know, they really enjoy it every year. So that'll be starting in about 8 minutes. Bozogar and Ray from 10 or 8 until 10, and then Bozo Circus, the 1960s, from 10 until noon. And again, I can't emphasize enough, I have not changed one bit in 15 years.
Not at all.
That's really the main thing you should think about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you talk about such little content that is left. I mean, when you watch it, first of all, you let these skits breathe a little bit. You're not just going in for a quick hit. You let them breathe, so you got to kind of enjoy them as they originally aired. But it's also, you know, it's not like you had to scrape with what you had to work with. The content was always pretty darn good. And so all the little bits that are in there from all three shows, especially the Bozo stuff, is really very funny. And a lot of it written not only, it just went over kids' heads. It was written also for the moms or dads who were at home with them watching it. I mean, that was probably the best part of it.
I don't know if it was written that way, but that's definitely how it
right?
turned out.
Yeah.
That, you know, Bob Bell and Roy Brown in particular love cracking each other up and making each other laugh. So the little asides and things like that that we didn't understand when we were kids watching the show, you watch it now, and it's hilariously funny watching these guys really just amusing themselves day in and day out. It was very interesting when we were putting the show together. I mean, and I really have to say, this show, all of these nostalgia shows that we've done, the Bozo Gar and Ray, the Bozo Circus, the family classics that have we've done again over these years, pretty much are the brainchild of George Pappas, who is the he's in the programming department at WGN-TV. He handles a variety of things, but is, you know, sort of the station historian.
Yes,
and he cares more about, you know, keeping these shows alive and the memory intact than anybody. And it was George and I and producer Jeff Hoover that we sat for hours and hours and hours going through these old tapes, trying to figure out what to put into the show, how much of it to put in. As you say, you know, the tendency now is to keep things moving and fast, fast, fast. And we made very conscious decisions to let things play as they played back in the old days. And we got the old props from the museum, and you know, it's a big old labor of love. You were there that morning as well.
Yeah,
and
it was,
you were shooting video. I'm not sure what you were shooting.
Yeah,
8mm film. I'm not sure what format we were, you know, you were using back then.
Yeah,
but it was sort of the making of all of this.
Yeah.
Dave has put together that you can watch on the museum's website. I think through Christmas, is that right?
Yeah.
When you're playing it at museum.tv. So if you want a deep dive into, you know, what was it like making the show, that's one place you can go. And again, I look fantastic.
You look
years later.
Spectacular.
Did you include in that what we ate for lunch that day?
No.
Did you shave that morning, Dean?
I don't think so.
I did shave that day.
Okay.
I think I did.
Yeah, you know, I have to add too, with something like this, I would imagine that the hardest part, seriously, would be what make a decision on what to leave in and or what to leave out. How do you do that?
Well, Well, because there was so little material, source material that was available in the first place, we didn't want to exclude. We didn't exclude very much. It was just really, are we going to cut the segment short, or, you know, is it going to be 3 minutes, or is it going to be 8 minutes? You know, a sketch that they were doing, or, you know, something like that. And we just decided we wanted to let these things run the way they ran in the old days. And people will comment on that. We still get emails that people's kids and grandkids now watch these shows, mesmerized at this slow pace that this show, because, you know, shows now, children's shows now, are, you know, move, you know, at a frenetic pace. These shows just kind of played out, and that it was all on live TV is amazing as well.
That's right.
Mostly it was on live TV.
A couple things with the artifacts, too. The drum, the Bozo drum that had all the boy and girl postcards in there, still to this day.
Yep.
Has the last kids that, you know, from the last maybe year and a half of the show inside those drums, which is amazing.
Schwani's card's in there. He could still be
it's in there somewhere.
Yes.
It's got to be in there somewhere from Highland, Indiana. Yeah.
There
he's
going to
get his bun bars and new mode hose with a no bun top.
That's right. That's right. And then the other holiday classic, Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Frosty, that's in this as well. So those are sprinkled in the next couple hours as well.
Yeah, that's super, super exciting. People always look forward to seeing Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman, Diver Dan. A portion of Diver Dan is in there. You know, all the
funny company
that were part of these shows are all coming up. 8 a.m. until 10 for Bozo Gar and Ray, 10 a.m. until noon for Bozo Circus, the 1960s.
There I'm going to be watching for Diver Dan. I haven't seen that in ages.
Just make sure
always
you do.
My favorite, that fish. I think it was Baron Barracuda.
Baron Barracuda and Trigger.
Who smoked.
Smoked. Yeah.
smoked a cigarette under the sea. It's like always my favorite.
Thanks. Thanks, Dean. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all. See you Sunday.
Thanks, buddy. Sounds great. All right. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next on 720 WGN.